Brilliance Audio. The Beautiful Little Things by Melissa Hill. Performed by Nicola Barber. With love and thanks to my wonderful parents, who helped me appreciate that the little things in life really are the big things. Life isn't a race, it's a relay. Dick Gregory. Prologue. The magic was missing. Romy Moore sat at the window chair in her late mother's study and looked out over the nearby woods and forestry trails, appreciating why her mum had always found this spot so peaceful. The trees wore a light dusting of white. The family home's elevated position in the Dublin Mountains, ensuring they always got a bit of proper snow in winter, as opposed to the typically damper stuff on lower ground. Fittingly beautiful for the season, but also serving merely to highlight the fact that everything felt so wrong. Romy's world was so out of kilter now that it should be howling gales and driving rain out, not Christmas card perfection. It made everything even more desperately hollow and painful, and now she understood why some people found this time of year so difficult. The forced festive gaiety, the crippling sense of nostalgia, and the idea that everything was supposed to be so bloody wonderful, when all she wanted to do right then was pull the covers over her head like it was just another day, a normal day, and she didn't have to pretend to be okay, to try to cheer up and put a brave face on for anyone else's sake. And most of all, not to have to lie to herself that this time of year, to say nothing of life, could ever be the same without her mother. Romy turned back to the desk and opened up a drawer, seeking a tissue. She found an already open packet of Kleenex and paused a little, reflecting that her mum would have likely used the one just before it, oblivious to the fact that her youngest would be needing the next to grieve her passing. She wiped her eyes and then blew her nose into the tissue, looking idly through bits and pieces scattered across the desk, before coming across a prettily patterned notebook beneath some letters. Opening the cover, she saw her mother's familiar neat handwriting swirl into focus, achingly comforting. And as she began to read the opening words on the page, Romy quickly realized it was one of her journals.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?